From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Gunmen reportedly wearing Afghan police uniforms stormed a shrine in Kabul Tuesday and opened fire, killing at least 14 people and wounding more than 30. Witnesses say a suicide bomber blew himself up as the assault began in the Karti Saki area, while two others were shot and killed by security forces, ending an hours-long siege. No one has claimed responsibility. Russian President Vladimir Putin has canceled a planned visit to France after French President François Hollande insisted their meeting focus solely on Syria. Mr. Putin was due to travel to Paris October 19th for a visit that would include inaugurating a new Russian Orthodox Church. A Kremlin spokesman says Mr. Putin is ready to meet with Mr. Hollande at a convenient time for the French leader, but Mr. Hollande says he is ready for talks only if they further peace. As the damage continues to mount from Syria's Russian-backed offensive in Aleppo, so does the political fallout from the failed ceasefire agreement. Russia's parliament is suspending an agreement with the United States for converting weapons-grade plutonium into fuel for nuclear power plants. Russia also ended a uranium research pact with the U.S. Department of Energy. The Kremlin says it will reinstate the programs if the West lifts its Ukraine-related sanctions, NATO drops its presence in Europe to pre-2000 levels, and the U.S. Congress repeals an act that levels human rights sanctions on Russian officials. South Korean electronics company Samsung says it will no longer manufacture its Galaxy Note 7 smartphone after numerous reports around the globe of overheating. The company announced Tuesday it was shutting down production for good in the interest of consumer safety. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump lashed out Tuesday at the party's top elected official and other Republicans for abandoning his campaign. In a series of postings on his Twitter account, Trump attacked House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan as, quote, a very weak and ineffective leader. On Monday, Ryan told other Republicans that he would no longer campaign for Trump or defend Trump's controversial comments. President Barack Obama says the United States will send humans to Mars by the 2030s with the help of private companies. In an op-ed published on CNN.com, Mr. Obama wrote, "We have set a clear goal vital to the next chapter of America's story in space, sending humans to Mars by the 2030s and returning them safely to Earth." Mr. Obama said an effective public-private partnership is essential to transporting humans to Mars, and that is already underway. The UN's top diplomat in the Democratic Republic of Congo Tuesday had a serious warning about the political situation there, as we hear from Margaret Bashir.
The head of the UN mission in the DRC, Mama Sambo Sidiku, told the UN Security Council that the electoral crisis has become a constitutional crisis and no immediate resolution in sight.
Actors on all sides appear more and more willing to resort to violence to achieve their ends, while the space for constructive political activity has shrunk still further. If this trajectory continues, I believe large-scale violence is all but inevitable.
Congo's constitution limits the president to two terms, which President Joseph Kabila will complete on December 19th. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Amnesty International is joining others in demanding that Pakistani authorities immediately revoke travel restrictions on one of the country's leading journalists. Cyril Almeida recently reported details of a high-level secret meeting on national security matters and believes he has been put on the exit control list. The human rights group condemned the move as a crude intimidation tactic designed to silence journalists and stop them from doing their jobs. The death toll from Hurricane Matthew continues to mount in the Caribbean. Haiti, the country hardest hit, observed the last of its three official days of mourning on Tuesday. Many areas of the country still remain difficult to reach. Flooding from Hurricane Matthew remained a threat Tuesday in parts of southern United States. By Tuesday morning, the U.S. death toll had stood at 27. Taking a brief look at market activities on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are down at this hour. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.